Good evening, everybody. At some point during every retreat, what I'm about to describe happens, and it's a very nice moment, and it just happened. At the beginning of the retreat, maybe I know some people, but new faces, and certainly a new group, and then we just keep doing it. We come in, we sit, we go walk, we come in, we keep doing this together, keep doing it together, time after time after time. And at some point, it's like it's not so unfamiliar. You all aren't so. We start to get familiar to me, and at some point, there's this moment of like when we come into the hall, oh, we're all here, you know. And that just happened. It was a nice moment. I wanted to share with you. Going to continue with our loving kindness practice tonight. A few brief words about the practice, and before we get into it, one is just to be clear: what we're doing is planting seeds. We are generating the intention for loving kindness. What actually happens, we're not really in control of. So to say that, because it can be that, and I've certainly experienced it, you know, you're doing loving kindness and it's like nothing. You know, just it's like, am I doing something wrong or am I deficient? It's like, no, we're planting seeds, and when it's time, the seeds will sprout. And that time may not be during the meditation period. So just to know that, really what we're practicing with is intention, the intention for loving kindness. And, not only can it be that not much is happening, but sometimes even like, you know, I've done loving kindness practice where the heart was like cold, cold stone. And then the practices, and that's not a problem, you know, can we take a step back and go, well, you know, can I love this, right? Can I love this cold stone heart? Love / fully accept, because what is love except full deep acceptance? And then, oh, yeah, maybe that's possible. And maybe it doesn't have to change, you know, in that moment. Maybe my heart doesn't have to change from being a cold stone in order to practice loving kindness, because it's possible to love that, i.e. accept that, yeah? And in terms of intention, speaking of intention, when you look at the Noble Eightfold Path, the second path factor is wise intention. I think I mentioned this first night. And wise intention consists of the intention for renunciation, the intention for non-harm, and the intention for non-ill will. This is the Noble Eightfold Path. This is the Buddha's instructions. It's like, oh, non-harm, non-ill will. I can do that. I may not be gushing over with love for all beings, but I can certainly intend non-harm and non-ill will. And that's certainly what we're doing if we're doing this practice. It definitely counts as non-harm, you know, non-harm and non-ill will. So, you know, the bar doesn't have to be too high. Yeah? Jean mentioned last evening that it's good to be as comfortable as possible, and that is absolutely true. So I want to invite people to get more comfortable if you can, i.e. move to a chair. Also, feel free to lay down on the floor. You know, you have to kind of, it's a jigsaw puzzle, but it can work. So feel free to lie down. Move to a chair. You're on a mat, sometimes you can use the mat like for your torso and then just put the cushion off the mat for the head. unless you're really, really tall, the length of that mat should, your torso should fit on that. You can tell I've done this. Yeah, that's it. Negotiate space. Take a moment or two to just settle into your body in the position that it's in. Really softening. Soften. What does that mean to you right now, to soften into your body? Soften and open. Perhaps soften and widen, a sense of body widening. And let's start just by sort of appreciating yourself, or appreciating sort of the fact that coming to a retreat like this, coming to this practice, giving yourself to this practice in this way, in this intensive way, actually, it's a very wise thing to do, and it's a very kind thing to do. It's actually a very kind thing to do for yourself. And we can start our loving-kindness practice tonight just by reflecting that just being here is an act of loving-kindness towards yourself. Yeah, but I'm sleepy. And no, that's just a program playing. Just being here is an act of kindness towards yourself. And we're going to start this evening with a somatic approach. And this is an approach that you can just do on its own, and it can also be like a foundational practice that you can use with the other sort of techniques that we're offering you. And this approach is to somatically connect with the heart. So one way to do that is physically. You can put your hand over your heart. This is a way to connect. You can just see that might feel like you might resonate with that, or it's like, nah, not quite. So you can just experiment with that. So literally, like connecting with your heart. And then another way, or an additional way to connect with the heart, is to bring your attention to where you have a sense your heart center is. So just like you could direct your attention, say, to your feet, you know, direct it to your heart center. And then just notice what, if anything, you feel at that place in your body. Not looking for anything special, just connecting. And if there aren't any perceivable sensations there, just slowly widen your awareness like widen outwards from that place in your body until you do connect with some sensations. Maybe you only have to go a few inches, maybe you go all the way out to your arms or something. Just see, slowly widen the attention until you come into contact with some perceivable sensations. And if that's, then when you do, that's kind of where you hold your attention. That wide. Kind of like that, that's how wide your heart center is. So just connecting somatically with the heart center, with a hand directly, with the attention, feeling sensations. And now this part is more imaginary, and there's, you know, absolutely room for imagination in the Brahmavihara practice. Imagine that the body is breathing in and out through the heart center. Like there's a, the air can come in through there and exit through there. The body's breathing in and out through the heart center. And notice what, if anything, the breath flowing in and out of the heart center does to the sensations that you feel at the heart center. Does that in and out breathing somehow slightly enliven that area, the sensations in that area? A little bit like the way a musician's breath might enliven the reed on a reed instrument. The in-breath and the out-breath, the sense of it flowing over, bathing the heart center. And just take a couple minutes to be with this. Not demanding that we feel anything in particular. Just engaging with the practice as best we can. Planting the seeds. If you resonate with this approach, you can continue to use it as a foundational practice as we move on. If you don't resonate with it, simply let it go. And we're going to bring to mind now the the easy being. The cat, the dog, the puppy, the kitten, the young child, the dear friend that's not complicated, a being that it's just quite easy to feel kindness towards. if there's not a being presently in your life that fits that bill, perhaps in the past. So again, if you resonated with the somatic approach, you can keep that going even as we start doing this. And bringing this being to mind now in picture, if you can, particularly the face and eyes. Could be a general picture of them. Could be from a particular time when you were feeling particularly close to them, caring towards them. Holding the picture. You can bring to mind the qualities that you appreciate in them. Doesn't have to be anything big. Maybe it's just the fact that you find them very cute. You appreciate that and how that can draw forth kindness and caring from you. And then seeing if you can connect now, recollect, reconnect with what it feels like when you're feeling kind towards them. Again, it could be in general, it could be recollecting a particular time or instant. You can also use imagined touch here. You know, holding the baby, petting the dog, petting the cat. Soft hand on a friend's shoulder. If you find that helpful. Jean offered us some of the traditional phrases last evening. This evening, I'm going to have you come up with your own by considering this kindness that you feel towards this being, this tenderness. And then, if that had words, what would they be? So you can come up with a short phrase or two or three that embodies how you feel towards this being. You can use this description of how you feel, these short phrases, as your phrases to start repeating. So you've got an array of things here to support the practice. There's the visual, There's a recollecting of the sort of the felt sense of what it's like to care for them. There's the somatic connection to the heart, if you're using that. There's the imagined touch, visual, and phrases, if you're using phrases. And we're just wishing well, or intending, remember, intention to wish well. Nothing fantastical, just a very simple wish. Expression of tenderness and kindness. Let's practice with this being now for a few minutes. If you'd like to continue practicing loving kindness with this being, feel free. If you'd like to follow along, letting go now of the picture of this being, letting go of the phrases, letting go of any imagined touch, and just sitting quietly for a moment with your heart just as it is. and now bringing to mind someone, or could, doesn't have to be a human being, that has shown you kindness, care. Sometimes when we get to this category, people can feel like, I don't really have that. It doesn't have to be, you know, someone who's done it your whole life. In fact, the being I use, it happened for one instance. It was a glance. But it was a glance that showed me that they knew me and cared for me. And that was enough. So it could even just be an instance. When you've been the recipient of loving kindness. And again, getting the visual, particularly face and eyes. Maybe words were spoken, and so recollecting the words, if there were words spoken. And seeing if you can recollect that feeling. What was it like to receive that kindness from that person or that being? See if you can connect with that here and now. Again, the possibility of using imagination and perhaps the sense of this, the kindness from this being washing over you, could even be a visual, some kind of warm light or liquid. Soothing. Remembering if you resonated with a somatic approach to keep the body awareness, and possibly the sense of the breathing in and out of the heart center, and the invitation to continue to practice right where you are if you want to stay, and if you'd like to follow along now, letting go of the image of this being, letting go of any words that may have been spoken, resting for a moment with your heart just as it is. No demands on it. And now bring up or remember, recollect a picture of yourself when you were young. 4, 5, 6, 7. A picture from a time when you were really happy. And or a picture that particularly shows some lovely part of yourself. You know the one I'm talking about. Right? Yeah. Bring that to mind. Let that little being be present. Get the visual. Reflect on their good qualities. Other qualities may come to mind. It's very common. And we just put those aside. Like, no, yeah, and that's what we're not focused. We're not focusing on those now. Maybe there was humor or kindness or generosity or sweetness, innocence, playfulness. Curiosity. Let those qualities be present. This is also where there can be imagined touch. And now to bring in phrases, if you'd like to practice with phrases, first try, and just see, you don't have to stay with these, but first try using the exact same phrases that you used with that easy being. To see how that fits, if it does, towards yourself when you were young, in that picture. And if those don't resonate and you want to use phrases, coming up with ones that work for you. So you offering loving kindness towards yourself as you were then. If you lose the thread, you go back to where, whatever category, wherever it was that you felt some connection. And now seeing if you can shift this care, this loving kindness that's being directed towards yourself at that young age to yourself right now. Let's see if you can shift that. Offer that same kindness towards yourself now. Gently letting go of offering the loving kindness towards yourself. Just taking a moment to be with yourself in your heart just as it is. Now, without sort of searching in your mind, see if anyone wants to come into this Dhamma Vihara, this that you've built, Brahma Vihara. So see if anyone wants to come in. See who might show up. You can invite them in. Invite them into your heavenly abode. Last couple minutes, if you'd like to, spreading out this sense of caring and kindness to everyone in the room. These people that you're doing this practice with, living with, eating with, meditating with. Just as I wish to be happy and peaceful, so too may you be happy and peaceful. May all beings know happiness and the causes of happiness. Finish a practice time of Brahma Vihara meditation. Really important to use mindfulness and notice any evaluating wanting to happen. Remember, if you were here and followed the instructions as best you could, check. With the walking meditation, one way that you can carry over the loving kindness practice into the walking is what I call sending loving kindness to the earth with the palms of your feet. So we have the palms in our hand, and we use them to express care and kindness, you know. Do that. I don't do it with the back of my hand. It's like, oh, the palm, right? The palm's very sensitive. Well, we have palms on our feet, just in the same way. And we can offer kindness to the earth through the palms of our feet as we walk. Thich Nhat Hanh talks about like kissing the earth with our feet. So same thing. You just tune into walking in a way where each step is an expression of kindness to what it is you're stepping on. Lovely way to do walking meditation. Okay, so enjoy, and we'll be back at 7:45.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.